Father, I thank you that as always, the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Now, Lord, we declare that that light must indeed shine in our hearts this morning as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. Give us revelation, Lord, understanding of what the Spirit is saying to the church. Even at this time, we give you, Lord, the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, this series has been about, you know, God repairing things in our lives. You know, that was the word that he gave in 2025. He will repair a lot of things. And then he always begin to pare down, you know, and begin to peel it back and show that, you know, we can actually prophetically spell out that word repairs in letters R-E-P-A-I-R-N-S. And we've covered each one of those letters prophetically since we began several days ago. Yesterday, we covered the letter R for restoration or recovery and rest. And for each one of these things, you know, I remember there was a prophet called Amos that the Lord showed. One day the Lord just asked me to read that scripture. The Lord showed a prophet, Amos, a basket of summer fruit. Although in his own case, it didn't turn out well for the children of Israel, but there's a basket of summer fruit anyway. And in Amos chapter 8 verse 1, we see the Lord presented him and showed him, what do you see? And he said, well, I saw a basket of summer fruit. But ladies and gentlemen, what do you see in this prophetic repairs message? There is a basket that the Lord has presented before us, you know, and there are all these things there. You know, you can call it the year of the release. You can call it the year of expansion and enlargement. You can call it the year of possession and positioning. You can call it the year of acceleration. You can even call it the year of increase. Or you can call it the year of restoration or recovery and rest. And today, there's one more fruit, or one more piece of that puzzle that the Lord will declare to us. You can also call it the year of success, or the year of great successes. So the S today is we're going to be talking about success. Success rather than failure, rather than disappointment, and so forth. There may have been disappointment. There may have been failure in past years, and even failure to obtain the promise. Well, so we thought, but, you know, it's not failure yet, as long as you don't quit. It's only failure when we quit. You know, so if you're trying to do something and you're not succeeding at first, well, try again. Praise the Lord, you know. So it's not entirely failure until you give up. Once you give up, then you have failed. But as long as you keep trying, you're going to learn new things. You're going to learn how that thing doesn't work. You're trying to do something and it didn't work out. Well, it's not failure. You only learned that it doesn't work that way. So, or try something else. Praise the Lord. Or try it a different way. So as long as we keep trying, it isn't failure yet. But, you know, sometimes our mind tells us because, you know, we have these artificial time limits that we set for things, you know, that we expect, you know. So the Lord said, I will emerge. Maybe he gave that word in 2023. Well, maybe he gave the word in 2024 for Quantum Leap. So at the end of the year, if you look around and those things haven't quite been, then we think that we have failed to attain the promise. Well, you know. I don't necessarily see it that way. You know, as long as we keep, you know, striving, we can still, you know, strive to enter, the Bible says, you know, labor to enter into the rest, strive to enter in at the straight and narrow way, you know, and so forth. We got to keep striving. Even when the Lord told them to go forth and possess, he said to them in Deuteronomy 2:24, we read this a few times already during this series, that you got to go in and dispossess your enemies so that you can get the place. However, you will have to contend with him in battle. He told them that, you know, so there's always a battle. But the end of the story that we want to tell today is success. Praise the Lord. At the end of the day, success and celebration, you know, and no matter how long it takes. I mean, imagine someone who's going to school. They have to take exams. You know, sometimes these professional exams that adults take, you know, after, you know, sometime in their career, they're in some, at some level where, you know, they have to take these exams and different things, you know, and they try once, they didn't make it. They try again. They didn't make it. They try a third time. They didn't make it. And then, you know, this spirit of failure sets in, you know, and then, you know, you have a choice at that point. You might quit or try again. You know, I mean, you could be, you know, we told this story a few times already in this series, the story in Luke chapter 5, you know, Peter and his friends were out fishing and, you know, there was this sense of failure at the end of their fishing expedition for that night, but they caught nothing, you know, so there was a sense of failure, you know, that coming upon them there, because they, you know, disappointment also. They washed out their nets, they packed in everything, and they were ready to call it a day or a night or whatever. You know, I mean, they were done, and they caught nothing. And so the, you know, you could call it a failed mission that day. Normally they go out, they catch, you know, quite a lot of fish. I mean, they're skilled fishermen, but on this day they caught nothing. And they labored all night, caught nothing. So you might call it failure of sorts, you know. But when the master stepped into the upon the scene, then we see that he quickly changed that situation, you know. And sometimes it's a dangerous thing if we go in with a sense of foreboding, you know, that, you know, something bad is going to happen or you're going to fail, you know, and that's not a good thing. You got to go in with a sense of success. You know, we are going to overcome and more than a conqueror and things like that. You know, we got to go in like that with that sense. But just in case you need a little help in that area, the Lord is going to give you this encouragement through today's lesson that God has planned successes for us and also turn the so-called disappointments and failures of previous years, turn them into successes. Hallelujah. And turn them into celebrations. Praise the Lord. We see that when God commanded Joshua to take the people to cross over the Jordan and go and possess, he also gave him, you know, commandment. He gave him, I mean, along with the commandment, he gave him encouragement and he gave him how to do it. And here's what he said to him in the book of Joshua chapter 1. The Lord said to him, only be thou strong and very courageous. That's Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now prosper here is be successful in whatever you're trying to do. Now, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Now remember, it says depart out of your mouth. That's even beyond depart out of your heart. For with the heart man believes, but with the mouth you have to make confession unto possession. You know, not only do we read the word of God and keep it in our hearts to keep us from doing the wrong thing and keep us in the way, that word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee, but you must speak it out. You know, you must continually speak that word. The spoken word is very, very powerful. There's power in that spoken word. In fact, one man said to Jesus one time, speak the word only. I know how things work. I myself am a man under authority. I say to one, do this, and he does it. I say to another, come, and he comes. I say to yet another, go, and he goes. And I give a command, they do it. I know how it works. I know that if you speak it to in your realm, things will get done. But you got to speak it. See, that's the thing. Even Jesus himself, he taught us that many times. He said, look, if you will say to this mountain, he didn't exactly say pray in your heart. You know, yeah, you can pray in your heart, but you've got to take a stand with the word of God. That word must be released from your mouth. That's why he says this word must not depart out of your mouth. You know, the mouth is so powerful. I mean, that's why the Bible says that, you know, we got to keep that. James chapter 3, talk about that tongue. You got to keep that tongue in check, because that tongue is so powerful. You know, and be careful, you know, what you say with that tongue, because it's so powerful. In fact, you know, in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, we're told that, you know, watch that tongue. You know, don't be rash with that tongue to say anything, because, you know, God's going to hold you to it. You know, and, you know, we've read this verse in Numbers 14 and 28 multiple times on this platform that, look, what you say, the Lord said, as thou hast spoken in my ears, that will I do unto you. So it is so important that we know how our mouth plays into these things. Now, this success and successes that God is talking to Joshua about, well, you know, is premised upon him not only keeping the word of God in his heart, knowing it, but speaking it. You know, you got to speak what God already said. God say it, you know, and I've also told us of Psalm 103 verse 20 many times. It also has to do with speaking the word of God. Those very strong angels, Bible say, cause them excel in strength. Well, God has given them commandment. You know, when they hear the voice of God's word from your mouth, that's when they spring into action. I've said that many times in this room. So it's very important. Now, the culmination of these lessons that we have been talking about in this series is this. There are good successes that God will line up for us. But you get to use our word, put your word, your mouth, you know, where the word of God is at. You know, that's right. You know, and you got to use that word to your advantage. God told Joshua, speak that word, meditate on it, and speak it, and then shalt thou have good success. That's how you have good success. You've got to speak the word of God with your mouth. So look at the things that God told him. You will have success in everything that you do. You know, that's how you're going to make your way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. He told him, Joshua 1 and 8. Well, and he said, have I not commanded thee? But you have got to be strong. The Lord is with you, whithersoever you go. But good success is promised and assured to you, but you've got to keep his ways. Meditate upon that word. And it must not depart of your mouth. You speak what the word of God says, not anything else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, that's instruction for us to follow. You know, in Psalm 1, verses 1 and 3, the psalmist said pretty much the same thing about using the word of God to get ourselves success. You know, blessed is the man, you know, that, you know, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, you know, standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night, you know, same thing. And what is going to happen to him? Well, he shall be like a tree that's planted by rivers of water, bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I mean, this one is not going to be out of season. It's always going to be in season. His leaf also shall not wither. Well, leaves wither out of season. Yeah, in the United States right now, we're into winter. Before winter, we had the fall. You know, during the fall seasons, you know, things wither and leaves fall from the trees and so forth. And everything looks dry, all it fall. You know, but this tree, because it's planted by rivers of water, will never have a shortage of nutrients, and it will never be out of season. His leaf shall not wither. There is no fall. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's good success. You know, to prosper means to have good success. Joshua 1 and 8 puts that together. You have good success. You prosper and have good success. You know, so these things are God a promise for us. And whereas we may have suffered some failures or disappointments in the past, when you put all these fruits that you can pick in this basket, and you put it all together, you can take any one you want or take them all. You can take any combination. You can make it a year of release for yourself, or a year of, expansion, or, you know, possession. Position yourself in the right place with the Lord. Acceleration. And things, you know, remember the supernatural ability of God to bring to pass his plans and purposes, his word and will in our lives in a way that is much, much faster than is humanly possible. That's acceleration. Now, this can be a year of acceleration for you. Struggles that we've had, you know, that did, you know, things didn't work out. All of a sudden, God can change that story. Hallelujah. It could be for you a year of increase, you know, and so forth. And we showed some examples of people that experienced tremendous increase. And it could be a year of rest, restoration, recovery of everything that the enemy might have taken from us, and even things that we may have lost out of lack of wisdom or proper knowledge. But, you know, God can recover and bring all these things back to us. He can show us rest also and put us into a place of rest. Whereas we've been agitated, God can bring you a place of rest. Listen to this promise. It's a prayer, it's a promise, a declaration, any which way you want it. Psalm 90 and verse 17. It says, let the beauty of our God, see, and for 2025, I declare that over this room for everybody that's listening in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let the beauty of our God be upon you. Amen. And let him establish the work of your hands upon you. And let the work of your hands, let the Lord indeed establish it. That's the way he said it. He said, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. And let the work of our hands, yea, establish thou it. You know, it's a prayer. It's a declaration. You know, I make it more of a prophetic declaration for you. The Lord will establish the work of your hands in 2025. And the beauty of our Lord God will be upon you. Hallelujah. What's his beauty? Well, I say, arise and shine. His beauty is wrapped up in his glory. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so you're going to shine, you know, but you got to believe it. You got to believe that the negative results of the past, that's in the past. You got to be able to say, well, that was then, but this is now. And the devil tells you, well, you tried that before. That didn't work. You know, what makes you think it's going to work now? Well, you say, that was then, But this is now. Well, you failed that exam 2 or 3 times already. Oh, yeah. You might as well give up. You're not going to pass it. I mean, come on now. Well, he can tell you all those things. The devil will tell you that. The mind will tell you that. But in your spirit, you got to latch on to the prophetic declarations of good success for yourself in this year, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, God wants us to prosper, you know, and to be in health. Prosper means have good success. 3 John verse 2 says, I wish above all things that you prosper in 2025 and you be also in good health. Praise God. You know, now let's see some things the way the Lord put it out there. Sometimes we read these stories and the things that happen in the lives of some key people in the Old Testament to give us courage, you know, and show us what the Lord might be saying to us. Read with me 2 Chronicles chapter 31. And I'm going to read just 2 verses there, 20 and 21. 2 Chronicles chapter 31. 20 and 21. Listen to how, you know, the Lord said it concerning, you know, this man, Ezekiah. We've told the story of Ezekiah multiple times. There's so many interesting aspects of his story. And he said, thus did Ezekiah throughout all Judah and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. So, you can see he walked in the ways of the Lord, and that was a good thing. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of the Lord and in the law and in his commandments to seek his God and to do it with all his heart, he prospered in everything. And may the Lord cause you to prosper in everything. The service of the house of the Lord, you know, put that first. Service, the worship, the walking with God. Put that first, your journey with God. You know, doing his commandments, seeking his will, doing it with all your heart, and you will prosper. Jesus said, if you do all these things and pursue these things first that relate to the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all the other things will actually chase after you. You don't have to chase after them. Matthew 6:33. If you can literally believe that and literally practice it, you can come back on this platform and give us testimony. You know, let's engage and practice the word of the Lord this year. And let's come back with testimonies. You know, the disciples, Jesus sent them out 2 by 2, you know, in Luke chapter 10. They came back and they said, Lord, the things that we practiced, these things worked. I mean, the devils actually came out. They actually come out of there and they were subject to us. I mean, they were amazed that the things that Jesus told them, you know, go practice, you know. It's like your faith lab. You know, go out there and do it and see the results. I mean, they actually went and did it and they were amazed at the results. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's practice the word of the Lord and you will be amazed at the results. Praise the Lord. You know, there is a promise of great success for you in the book of Isaiah 55, verses 11 and 12. This year, I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus for everyone that's in here right now or listening in later on, that for you, this word will be alive in your life throughout this year. You know, he said, look, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. And what's that word for you this year? Well, you will go out with joy. Ha! Glory to God. And you'll be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. That's right. You know, the things before that were hindrances, mountains and hills that you could not surmount. Well, this time around, they're turning to sing and shout for joy for you. And all the trees of the field. Yeah, that's like God lining up people to clap their hands for your success and celebrate you. All the trees of the field clap their hands for you. You know, Jesus healed one man one time. His eyes were not, he's been blind for so long. His eyes didn't see clearly. And I said, well, what do you see? He said, well, I see men are walking out trees. God will line up those men and women everywhere to celebrate you. Clapping their hands is celebrating you. When you're graduating, they'll be celebrating you. When you're getting married, they'll be celebrating you. When you are, you know, having children, you increase in your family, your businesses, they'll be celebrating you. I mean, celebrations of great successes in your life, success stories happening in 2025. Instead of the thorn, come up the first three. I mean, the things that have pinched you and hurt you before, God will replace them with pleasantness. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And God is going to put a name out there for himself upon you this new year, 2025. You know, being an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Verse 13 of Isaiah 55. You know, so these are the things that the Lord is promising for us. And even in the ministry, you know, I declare this for myself and anyone that's in ministry and the word of the Lord in general, because this word is our captain, you know, for, you know, this journey to bring us into this, you know, glory of God that we are being changed into. It's the word of the Lord that's doing it, you know, the Spirit of God using that word to quicken us. According to Acts chapter 12, and, you know, verse 24, we see that, you know, there was a report that the word of God was growing and multiplying, you know, so that's good success. The word of God will be growing. The word of God will be multiplying. He said, but the word of God grew and multiplied, you know, that's good success. I mean, anytime you do something and it's increasing and multiplying, it's a good success. If you plant, you know, and at harvest time, you know, you garnish a whole lot more than you planted, that's great success, you know. So success is driven by the word of God. The word of God, and as we, you know, hold on to it and declare it, it's going to grow, going to be multiplied. Even in the ministry, things that relate to it. Again, in Acts chapter 19, verse 20, this one actually says the word of God prevailed also. Glory to God. I love it. The word of God grew mightily and it prevailed. You know, what does it mean for the word of God to prevail? Well, there are many, many ways in which the word of God can grow and prevail. Acts 19 verse 20, so grew the word of God mightily and prevailed over situations. Use that word to get yourself success. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to share with you a secret that goes along with success. And, you know, and this year, the Lord is going to crown this year with success for you. I'm going to share with you a secret. Well, I've already given a secret here of, you know, using the word of God, but I'm going to share another secret. But first, let me read, Psalm 65. Beautiful Psalm. I love it. Praise with effort in Zion. He starts out, you know, by saying, you know, and in a life that is always full of praises to the Lord will attract, you know, more doings from the Lord. Because, you know, the more you give him praise, the more he'll do for you. Glory to God. But I want to read these few verses in this towards the end of the chapter, you know, from verse 9. To see what the Lord will do for you, you know, for this year. Praise the Lord. Visiting the earth and watering it. He said, thou visited the earth and waterest it. You know, well, the chosen of the earth, the elect seed of whom you are. The Lord is going to visit you, water you, and enrich it greatly with the river of God this year, full of water. He's going to prepare you corn, when thou has so provided it. Remember, what is the Lord cooking? Can you smell it? Well, he has been cooking it. Now he's going to give it to you. He's going to serve it to you, watering the ridges thereof abundantly, you know, and so forth. God's going to bring showers of blessings to you. I mean, the springing of new things are springing up for you. And finally, he said, thou crownest the year. This year, 2025, the Lord will crown it with his goodness and good success for you. The paths will drop fatness and pleasures upon the wilderness and different things. Hills will break forth and rejoice, you know, and the things that were previously dried up will be enriched with the river of God. Isn't it beautiful? It's a beautiful prophecy. You can expand it and claim it for yourself. And the valleys also shall be covered over with corn, and you will have shoutings of joy and singing for joy. You know, the voice of gladness, the voice of merriment, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord, you know, will not cease in the name of the Lord Jesus, you know, from you this year. The Lord will give gladness and joy. The Lord will give blessings and good successes for you in everything you do. All you got to do is follow the word of the Lord and keep his word in your mouth, and merriment, gladness, and things will be your portion. Successes. Jeremiah 30:19. You know, this voice will not cease from you, and you will not be diminished. You will not be few. You will increase. You will have good success. Well, let's read it together. Jeremiah 30:19. Then I'm going to give you, you know, another secret that I want to share with us on how we're going to have good success. Out of you shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that shall make merry. Hallelujah. Why are you making merry? A good success, you know. Your celebrations, you know, of your achievements and different things that the Lord will do through you and in you and for you this year. And I will multiply them. God will increase you. You know, all of the things we've spoken this year, I mean, in this series, wrapped up in here. You will not be few. I will also glorify you. And you will not be small. Hallelujah. Even your children shall be as before. The congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all them that oppress them. You know, and God will give you rulers among yourselves, not, you know, strangers to come and rule over you and so forth. You know, ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, there's a secret. It's a gem that goes along with great success, promotions, and different things. And you got to learn how to use this to your benefit. You know, I'm going to read something to you from the book of Proverbs. I'm going to tell you what it is. And the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, we're going to read verse 3. Through wisdom is an house builded. Notice that. And by understanding, it is established. Notice that. And by knowledge, shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. That's great successes. You know, behind true success in the world that we live in today, there must be knowledge. It must be acquisition of knowledge. You know, you can't have success in business if you don't even know the business. A lot of people, you know, venture out into doing business. If they don't take their time to learn and understand that business, you know, they may not succeed. They may crash and burn, you know, make shipwreck because they haven't taken time. You know, you got to take time to learn many principles in the Bible for this. You know, Jacob was learning, you know, how to do, you know, he was using somebody else's, you know, flock to learn how to tend the flock and multiply the flock. And when Laban tried to cheat him multiple times, well, he had learned a lot out of it. And then he used, you know, a tremendous anointing of increase that God put upon him to cause a transfer of wealth for himself. But he had gained knowledge of how to tend those sheep, you know, and so forth. You got to gain knowledge. You got to learn the business, you know, that you're in. And, you know, learning starts from, you know, our society. It's baked into it. I mean, this is just the culture of the entire world. It's baked into it. From the moment that a child is born, they're constantly learning. They're trying to teach them things. You know, teach them this, teach them that. You know, any child born into any culture will learn that language. It's not going to be hard for them at all. If you take a grown man now, you know, that's, you go and put him in a culture to learn a difficult language, they will struggle. But if you put them in there when they were a child, they will just learn it naturally. This thing is baked into, you know, the human, you know, physiology, you know, and so forth. That's just how we are. We learn, and, you know, we learn things. But if you know how to use knowledge, you can actually use it to your advantage to get great successes. Now, remember, wisdom builds the house. Understanding establishes it. But knowledge is the one that brings great successes and fills it with riches and pleasant things and so on. Now, if you don't have knowledge, well, you will be short-handed, actually. You know, he said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And people don't have knowledge, well, they're going to perish. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. I mean, you might be delegated or relegated to the background if you don't have the right knowledge. Knowledge is power. You know, when you know things, gives you power. If you don't know, well, Jesus himself talked about it in John chapter 8 and verse 32. You know, and talk about, you know, the truth that you know. You got to know and embrace that truth. That's the only thing that can set you free. The truth by itself can't set anybody free. Otherwise, everybody will be free because the truth is everywhere. But until you know it, you've got to know it. Knowledge gives you the advantage. So if you have opportunity to learn. Praise God. That's what we do. We go to school. I mean, in fact, people go to a lot of school. You go to grade school, middle school, high school, you know, college, postgraduate. I mean, a lot of things. Some people do specialization and different things. You know, knowledge is powerful and it sets you off for an advantage. In the book of Daniel chapter 1, when Nebuchadnezzar told the eunuchs, the master of the eunuchs to recruit new people for his palace. Here were some of the criteria. You know, the king in Daniel chapter 1 verse 3 spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of eunuchs, that should bring certain of the children of Israel of the king's seed. They were also already royalty. And, you know, children in whom there was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all knowledge and cunning. I mean, skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science. And such as, you know, had the ability to stand in the king's palace, that they might teach them the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. I mean, these people had a propensity to learn and acquire things because they were already knowledgeable. And it gave them an advantage. It's like maybe they did an aptitude test and, you know, they came out on top. It gave them an advantage. It was their knowledge. They knew science. They knew certain things. And it gave them an advantage to stand before the king, you know. And you notice that later on, Daniel and so forth, you know, and his friends, they got promoted. But what gave them a foot in the door was the knowledge, the wisdom, the cunningness in knowledge, ability, the new science. They knew how to learn. They could acquire new things, new knowledge, and so forth. Now, that gave them an advantage. It was an advantage. Praise the Lord. So let us know that learning, you know, when you do it right, you got to know the things that the Lord has freely given us. If you don't know it, the devil will bamboozle you all the time. Knowledge is so key in everything. In science also, in technology today, in the marketplace, everywhere. Knowledge is so key. You know, I've said it one time, I said it like this, that in the corridors of influence, knowledge is the key. You know, when you have knowledge, you know, you can hold your own. I mean, when people are asked to come and speak on a subject, what do you think they do? They have to, you know, make sure the only reason that they're going to ask to come and speak is because they're an expert, or at least they've demonstrated knowledge in that area. And they got to make sure they know their audience and, you know, get themselves ready to speak. And, you know, and even in small things, when people stand up to speak, you know, when we call people to stand up and speak, you know, the reason that they might be bashful or, you know, or afraid or something is when they don't know the stuff. When you know the stuff, you will not be afraid to speak before anybody because you know your stuff. I mean, I call you before the king, call you before the president, call you before, you know, whoever. You got your stuff. You know it. You can lay it out. You know, so knowledge is key and it's very, very important for us to understand, you know, what the Lord will have us know. If you don't know what the Lord wants you to know, remember, even for the promises of God, I've often said it's not a promise to you unless you know what was promised. So, you know, knowledge is really, you know, behind everything that we can gain and how we can get good success. There are benefits of knowledge. You know, first of all, you know, dangers of not having the knowledge are shown here in Hosea chapter 4. We lose out. We're destroyed. We miss out. And God, you know, there's a lot of things that we miss out. We don't have the right knowledge. And knowledge is what brings treasures into the house. Wisdom can build it. Understanding can establish it, but at this point, it's still empty. Knowledge is what's going to fill it with precious and pleasant things. Now, even God, when he was creating the earth, well, let's see how he did it. In the Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 to 20. Look at how God did it. I mean, see these attributes of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge working together. He said, the Lord, by wisdom, had founded the earth. Okay? By understanding, he established the heavens. And by his knowledge, he hid certain things in the earth. The depths are broken up. You know, people who do mining, you know, for rare metals and treasure and all these things and oil and so forth. So you have to dig deep. You're not going to find these things on the surface. God, by his knowledge, he hid those things in the earth. And it's going to take knowledge to dig them out. You know, knowledge is so key to everything. You know, so when we're talking about success, success in business, success in all these things, even the word that God was telling Joshua to keep in his mouth, you got to know that word. Meditating on that word is to learn it and to know it. You know, so knowledge is behind that as well. It is so important for us to know, you know, that, you know, we must acquire the right kind of knowledge to help us to make good success. In the world that we are in today, your business can't thrive at all if you don't know technology. You got to learn the technology. Praise the Lord. You know, so there were people in the Bible, you know, that, we called wise, like Solomon. You know, Solomon, yeah, the Lord gave him wisdom, but he gave him a heart of wisdom. And a heart of wisdom is like a sponge. You know, it wants to know more things. It just wants to know. Inquiry minds, you know, he wants to know. He wants to know. That heart, you know, is like a sponge, you know, just for knowledge. Listen to how he said it. He had the capacity in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 13. You know, he said, look, the capacity to learn and acquire knowledge. I, the preacher, started to talk about it in verse 12. I was king over Israel in Jerusalem. I gave my heart to seek and to search out wisdom concerning all things that are done under the heaven. You know, well, that's a pursuit of knowledge. Searching things out. You know, he wasn't just, you know, he didn't just know one thing. He knew a lot of things. I mean, you cannot be an expert in a lot of things, in everything, but you can have a little knowledge about many things. Maybe you'll be an expert in one or two things, but you can have a little knowledge about a lot of things. And if you don't have that knowledge, you're going to fall short. So I encourage us, you know, to have knowledge and wisdom. He said here in verse 16, I communed with my own heart, saying, you know, I'm come to great estate. I've gotten more wisdom than they that were before me. Well, how did you do it? Well, my heart had great experience of knowledge. I mean, wisdom and knowledge, you know. I mean, so knowledge is key. Now, this man, Solomon, did not always stay with the right kind of knowledge. You know, but he didn't always stay with the word of the Lord. But nevertheless, these things that he said are true about knowledge. So as we, you know, as we trust the Lord to bring us great successes, do your own diligence. You know, Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 and 13 and so on. He said, look, until I come, give attendance to reading. I mean, reading. That's how you acquire knowledge. You know, read, study. Showed him also in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. Read, learn these things. Give attendance to reading. And so on and so forth. It is very, very important that we have the right kind of knowledge. People are impoverished, you know, due to lack of knowledge. This is a problem in many developing and underdeveloped nations. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13, you know, talks about, you know, how if we don't have knowledge, you know, people are brought under captivity of negativity, you might call it. So therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. The honorable men are famished, you know. The multitude is dried up with thirst. You know, we find that this is the case in some poor countries. The right kind of knowledge is not there. And, you know, God wants us to have knowledge. So along with this promise of success, I want you to know that knowledge is key behind it. There's so many things, you know, that, you know, the knowledge will do for us. Daniel understood by the books in Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. Well, he studied the prophecy, you know, of Jeremiah and so on. You know, students, they, you know, when they are well studied, they have confidence when they go to the exam hall. And if you're not well studied, you'll be afraid of that exam. You know, praise the Lord, and so on and so forth. Even in Habakkuk chapter 2, talking about the glory of God, verse 14, he says, you know, at the end of the age, such as we are now, the knowledge of the glory of God will be like the waters cover the sea. So knowledge is like an ocean. And you're learning. Remember, I've used this parable or symbolism many times. Say, look, come and take more, bring a larger container and get more. Same thing with knowledge. The knowledge of the glory of God will be like waters cover the sea. That means what you know from the Lord is just a drop in a bucket of what you can get. It's more. You know, at the end of the age, Daniel chapter 12 verse 4 tells us, knowledge shall increase. Well, we're seeing it now. It's increasing in technology. They even have AI now. I can almost, you know, do all the things that people can do, you know, and so forth, you know. And Paul, finally, he said, that I may know him. Hallelujah. The knowledge of God is the goal that we must strive for. Philippians 3 verses 8 and 10, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection. We must know him. And this knowledge, you can apply it in every aspect. The people that do know their God, Daniel 11, 32, shall be strong and do exploits. They will have great successes. But, you know, they got to know certain things. Praise the Lord. Now, lastly, let me tell you this about knowledge. It is what you know that others don't know that gives you an advantage over them. That's right. I mean, that's why we go to school for years. You know, you can see in the book of First Chronicles, you know, chapter 12 and verse 32. What do we find about these people? Well, they had knowledge and then they had an advantage over others because they had the knowledge that the others did not have. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, understanding the same as knowledge. And they knew, you know, to know as knowledge what Israel ought to do. They understood strategy. They knew the right things for the right times. You know, they were, because of that, they were heads, you know, above their brethren. Their brethren were at their commandment. What set these children of Issachar apart was their understanding, their knowledge, knowing what needs to be done, gave them an advantage over everybody else. So knowledge is so key in successes that we're talking about, you know, and you need knowledge to remain competitive in the marketplace, to keep up with technology. Knowledge is what gives you a platform for influence. That's right. You know, and people seek you out because of the knowledge that you have, you know, in that whatever topic they're seeking you out for, you know, and powerful and great leaders of tomorrow, they're always learning and studying today. Well, those who are going to be poor tomorrow, they spend their time today in useless things. Children who all their times watch television and so forth, they're not going to be the great ones, you know, but the ones that apply their minds to learning and, you know, doing the things that are necessary for them to improve themselves, they are positioning themselves for great successes. Praise the Lord. So you can fill your life with success this year by knowing the word of the Lord, by meditating on it and declaring it constantly, but also by striving to gain knowledge in the area where you are trying to be successful at. You know, that is so key. You know, so if you are in business, learn, you know, the trade of that business, learn the things, you know, get some training, get some mentoring, put yourself, give yourself an advantage. You know, even in the military, you know, they have intelligence. They have to gain knowledge about the strategies of their enemies, where their enemies are positioned and different things. They use knowledge. They need that knowledge in order to wage, you know, a proper warfare, you know. So knowledge is key. Praise the Lord. Well, this is going to be a wrap up of our lessons on the, repair series. The Lord promised 2025, the prophetic repairs that he has promised for 2025. We covered a lot of ground. And so this was the last of the, you might call it the fruit in the basket, the S. We've covered the first R, the E, the P, the A, the I, the second R, and now the S. And finally, God wraps it up in telling you that you will have good success. But there are certain things you got to do along the way to give yourself an advantage for that success. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to pray over the room. It's been a long series already. And I'm going to yield and I will invite comments in a minute. Praise the Lord. Lord, I pray even now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray that these things that we have heard will be a guide and a tool, a lamp to our feet, a light to the path of ahead of us. Even the Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 5, a man of knowledge will increase strength. They will get advantage over others. I pray that knowledge, knowledge of God will be with us. The knowledge of the holy will be in our hearts. The knowledge of the word of God, studying to show ourselves, giving attendance to reading and learning the word of God, knowing how to use it right. Praise the Lord. And we will not be like those who are ever learning, but not coming to the knowledge of the truth. We will learn. We will embrace the knowledge of the truth. And therefore we'll get our liberty. I thank you, Lord, for this series from the day that we began and all the things that the Holy Spirit has spoken. We pray, Lord, you said the Holy Spirit will bring these things to our remembrance. Pray that the Holy Spirit will bring these things indeed to our remembrance. I give you, Lord, all the praise. I give you all the glory. Now I declare the word of the Lord for over everyone that's in this room, that it shall be to you indeed, like this series has spoken. And this is my declaration now, the prophetic repairs. I declare that indeed this year shall be to you a year of many wonderful flavors. Hallelujah. It'll be to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It shall be to you a year of release. Things that have been held up and obstructed will be released. There'll be an opening of the gates for you in Jesus' name. I declare that it will be for you the year of expansion and the year of exponential growth in the name of the Lord Jesus to gain new territories. In Jesus' name, I declare to you that it will be the year of possession, positioning, you know, position yourself in the right place to receive and gain back all the things that the Lord wants you to have, and anything that the devil has taken, regain and repossess. Hallelujah. Be unto you a year of possession and positioning in the right place. I declare that it shall be for you a year of acceleration. God's supernatural ability will be revealed in your life to bring to pass, you know, incredible things that God has for in store for you, you know, quicker and faster than is humanly possible. In the name of Jesus, the things that have lingered will suddenly get done. You're going to accomplish a great deal more this year than in previous years of struggles in the name of Jesus. For you, it shall be a year of acceleration. I declare, it shall be a year of increase. Glory to God unto you. Though it may start small, the Lord said in Job 8 and 7, though thy beginnings, at the beginning of the year, things may look a little bit sluggish, but it's going to pick up steam. Ha! Hallelujah. The Lord says, you know, and for some of you, you're already off to a good start and a great start. We're going to have greater endings as well. So small beginnings, greater endings, increase on every side. The year of increase for you in the name of Jesus. I declare also that it will be a year of restoration and recovery, wherein you can gain back anything, the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar, and the locusts have eaten. And the Lord will bring you rest in this new year, 2025, in the name of Jesus. Gladness and joy coming back to replace the sorrow and sadness, deliverance from repression and hurt, double for your troubles, liberty, you know, from oppression, health. Lord will restore your health in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy has stolen, either stolen through treachery or usurping, or even that we things we lost through our own misdoings, God will bring them back. We'll begin to possess even this year. And the Lord will make you yourself, according to Isaiah 58 and 12. The Lord will make you, once the Lord has started to restore and repair things in your life, you yourself will turn around and become a repairer of the breach. Hallelujah. Areas, just like we're doing in this series, things where have been broken, God will make you a repairer and bring in people into a place where they can believe the Lord. And he will be a restorer of paths to dwell in. The Lord will make you such. You will not only, you know, be restored and refreshed, you will be a restorer and a refresher to others as well. When men are cast down, you will be the one that will be saying there's a lifting up this year in Jesus' name. And finally, it'll be, I declare that be for you a year of great successes, great celebrations. The knowledge of God will come upon you. You acquire new knowledge along with our come strategy from the Lord as well. We give you the inspiration of the Almighty. You acquire new knowledge. You use that knowledge for an advantage. God will bring great successes your way and line up people to celebrate you this year. And the year will be crowned with his goodness and his mercy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this declaration. And to as many as believe it, so let it be unto them. Be it unto me, O Lord, according to thy word. If you believe this, well, then all you got to do is say amen and amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.